I've never seen anything like it. Our institutions of freedom and liberty are being basically attacked. People are being harmed, and this is no way to seek justice. We were in the process of following constitutional law and rule, and for this to happen is no excuse for it whatsoever.
Congressman Loudermilk, I'm not sure if you're comfortable saying, but are you all in a secure place right now?
We are. I don't want to disclose where we are, obviously, for safety reasons, but we are locked down in a secure place, and so they do have all of us and our staffs in various places. One of the office buildings was breached early on, and they evacuated everyone from it, and then the Capitol got breached, and I was not on the floor at the time. I determined I was just going to wait until Georgia's debate, which would have been later in the evening, and just work in my office until that time. And then we started seeing that the Capitol was breached, and then there was an armed standoff at the one of the doors that I go in regularly into that honor chamber. And it's a very sad situation, but I believe America is strong. I've asked the president to please strongly condemn these actions. We tweeted out condemnation of what's going on. And so we'll see what happens. But it does look like the crowd is beginning to disperse a little bit.
I know that people started gathering yesterday. We have some folks from Bartow County I know that are there. I know that their intentions were peaceful. Did you have an opportunity to speak with any of these people before this happened? And are these bad actors that we're seeing being the most aggressive?
Yeah, and we actually had about a dozen people up here that wanted to come by and visit. We had them in our office. They definitely were, peaceful people that we've met at church. They were supporters of the president. They just wanted to be up here as if it was another rally. And we've actually checked on them to make sure that they're safe. When they saw what it was turning into, they immediately turned and went back down the mall to get away from the crowd here. I think what you've got is pockets of individuals who, the majority of the people here, I believe, came up here just to peacefully protest and to respond to the actions that was taking place on the floor today and be there in support of some and protest others. But I think there were some that came up here with the intention of creating chaos, and it's caused a lot of other people to be in a bad situation and actually people to be hurt.
Now, there are a lot of mediums that we're able to view this on, the computer, television, but I've been told that the president has actually tweeted out some messages asking this group to stand down. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, I was communicating with the White House Chief of Staff. I told him, because we had been communicating on some issues earlier today, I told him it was really bad on Capitol Hill early on, and would love for the president to, engage. He said that he would be shortly. We did get a tweet that, he told the people to remain peaceful. I have been, since then, I haven't been watching the television because I've been checking on all the other members of our delegation to make sure that they're safe and they're in a good place. And so I haven't seen any other tweet, but I was really encouraging for him to speak out and ask them to please just disperse and stop.
Congressman, again, thanks for spending some time with us. I would like you to reiterate what you said at the very beginning about your thoughts and feelings about what you're witnessing in D.C.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. I mean, we have been in this location where I can see some of what's going on. The first time since I've been here that we have been on a total lockdown on Hall Capitol Hill. We've had instances before where we've had to go in temporary lockdown, but never where we've had to evacuate the House chambers, that we've had this level of lockdown that we have been here. During the riots that happened early last year, that there were times that they, told everyone to just kind of stay on Capitol Plaza, don't go downtown. But this is the time that they have everybody literally locked in their office except for the buildings that they have evacuated. It's heartbreaking when you see the seat of freedom and liberty in our nation looking like a third world country. you know, as a veteran, I fought against other nations so that we wouldn't have this happen here. And to see this level of anger and rioting, and we've seen it on both sides of the aisle, this is not who we are as a people. We've got to figure out a way to come together and to work out our differences peacefully.
Congressman Loudermilk, thank you so much for making time for us. There's so many other questions that we could ask. I know that you're in a situation right now, though, where you need to take care of yourself and your fellow Congress people, men and women. So thank you for making time to talk to us and assure us that you're okay, and hopefully that the situation will soon be okay as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you checking in. And, you know, it is a dangerous situation up here right now. There's no doubt about it, but we're safe. We are protected because of the brave men and women of law enforcement who have been with us. You know, it's been a little rocky road for me and my family since we've been in Congress because of violence and threats and such. But law enforcement has always been there. They're doing an incredibly brave job today with an overwhelming mob that they were faced with. But look, America's strong. We're going to overcome this if we pull together as a people. We got to put our differences aside, and you know, I'm going to continue to fight for the things that make America strong and make America safe and make America free. But we don't need to be doing what we're doing today. And so we appreciate you checking in. We'll stand strong.